Y'all like Nutter Butters?
Oh my God, yeah.
Love them.
Yeah. I used to really love them. I don't eat them nearly as much now, but yeah, they're awesome.
And was it you that was talking about the Nutter Butter champion of your college class yesterday?
Oh yeah. I told you guys the story of I was at a party in college with, I brought my sisters because when, or my sister and her friend, because when you're in high school, you go and you visit your siblings that are in college and you go party.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could afford to get us was Four Locos. So we're standing there drunk, probably should eat something. And some kid shows up to the party with a briefcase. And we're like, who shows up to the party with a briefcase? Everybody's giving him a hard time. He opens it up. And that briefcase is full of Nutter Butters.
Nice.
And he just starts passing them out. And my sister looks at me and she goes, we're doing this? We're really going to just take this from a stranger?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
He's got a briefcase. You can trust him.
Right. Yeah, Halloween. That guy's professional.
Nobody questions Halloween.
It wasn't Halloween.
Right, but I'm saying it's the same idea as Halloween. You take stuff from strangers and eat it all the time. Nobody cares.
Yeah, it's just different time of the year, Halloween.
And we still, like, briefcase guy is a celebrity to me and my sister.
That's one of those moves where you tell your friends, I'm going to take this briefcase. And they probably look at you and go, you are...
You're trying too hard.
You're going to be embarrassing.
You're trying way too hard.
And then when
they
get there and pull it off, you're like, God, I could have got a briefcase and brought those Nutter Butters.
What do you think Nutter Butter briefcase guy is doing now? He's probably like a CEO or something.
He planned
ahead. He's a good salesperson, I bet.
He did, but he always keeps a jar of Nutter Butters on his desk to remember where he came from.
It's his thing.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah, you got to stay humble.
Well, Nutter Butter has been... getting a lot of viral attention recently because their TikTok is strange.
Unhinged.
Disturbing.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bold strategy that they're taking.
Okay.
Let's see. Nadia. It's a bit of a nightmare. So it showed a Nutter Butter dancing and bending. Then it said the name Aiden that looked like a ghost, and then Nadia.
And Nutter Butter was spelled wrong.
That's annoying. It really,
And this is their like legitimate account too. Like this is being shared from their legit TikTok. Yeah. It is.
So are
crazy.
They just taking things other people did and went, we'll just post it all? They actually made this.
They're tapping into Gen Alpha is what they're doing.
That is exactly what they're doing.
They're tapping into Gen Alpha.
There's a reason this looks like poison to your brain.
Yeah.
Because it's not for you. It's not for me.
In a land where peanut crunch, Cookie do the naughty dance.
I love it.
I think it's just a matter of time until one of my kids say, Cookie do the nutty dance.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's all fever dream stuff. It's craziness. It's like, I mean, they're showing like all these Nutter Butters playing on a playground right now, but all the colors are all messed up.
That's very psychedelic.
Yeah,
it is.
It's just bizarre.
Here, Nutter Butter Man. He's sitting on a bench.
Oh, he's on a merry-go-round.
Oh my gosh.
This is creepy.
This reminds me of like the crazy kids cartoons from when we were young in like the early 70s where you can tell everyone was on shrooms 100%.
This has the vibe of like those weird cartoons that they put on when I was in the all-purpose room and the teachers were hungover.
It seems like I should be watching that on a small TV with rabbit ears.
Yes. And and you're like, well, it's better than, Mr. Green Jeans or whatever.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of TV, not necessarily exactly the same, but when I was a kid, bright colors, weird sounds, lots of weird mashups. And just, I mean, that's what a young mind, I feel like, kind of feels inside their brain is all this fever dream style. Am I tripping my balls off or is this real life?
Right.
And they've just taken the mind of a 10-year-old and said, all right, look. Create a Pinterest board, and we're going to make a Nutty Buddy Nutty Buddy commercial out of it.
Do you think the person who's doing that is under the influence of something?
No, I think they're probably 17 or 18, and they're an intern.
Yeah, I was going to say super underpaid, if paid at all.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think they're paying a marketing company, an ad agency, a lot of money for that?
I'll bet somebody's getting I'll bet this is done by a 40-year-old, and he's getting a ton of money. Well, the agency is. The person doing it is not.
No. Yeah.
No. The agency.
$6 an hour.
Yes.
I mean, it's really smart, though, because people are talking about it and are like, what is this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Other companies are commenting, like, Nutter Butt, are you okay, bud?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The comments on those videos from other companies, like Maitland said, I think are some of the best because people are checking in. And there's other companies that are starting to do this same sort of wild, I'm just calling it Gen Alpha marketing.
I think that's absolutely. Mm. Yeah. I just think about where my kids end up when they're on YouTube and they start going random. It's not that different than some of the stuff where I'm like, what are you watching? No, go turn this off.
Yeah.
Watch something useful like sports. Joke. but very strange.
I have never been more proud as a dad than I was yesterday after I picked up my son Liam from the bus stop. He is 13. And there's a kid on his bus that really aggravates him and apparently aggravates a lot of kids on the bus. And he said, yeah, it's so annoying because he does all this Gen Alpha speak and he's always saying things like skibbity and it's so annoying. I hate it. And I go, oh, you don't like that? And he goes, no, it's stupid. And I go, oh, you're great. Thank you, son. Yeah.
Mine all say they hate it and then I hear them all saying it.
It's that I started using it ironically, and now I can't stop.
I think that's what it is.
Because
at first, they were all teaming up on the one kid who thought it was funny. They're like, oh, yeah, well, he thinks skibbity toilet's funny. And no, I don't. And now, you know, all like, no skibbity.
It gets in there. There have been, I know what a lot of it is now because we've talked about it here. But when Grayson had his birthday, his one buddy talked about, I read his card. And it said, you're really cool or whatever, but you've always been kind of Sigma. And yes. I go, wait, what does that mean now? Oh, that's a good thing. Well, that's cool. That's nice. He is Sigma.
Tommy, these Nutter Butter TikToks seem like something you'd come in and casually drop. Like, yeah, I've been, you know, going around town. Me and my friends got together, you know, we did a Zoom where we all watched Nutter Butter and talked about what it meant to us.
Well, you saw the artistic inspiration in each of those TikToks, and it really did just speak to me. The way that they danced, the way the Nutter Butters moved around the screen, I really enjoyed it.
Does it move your generation? You know, the 2 years younger you are than Maitland.
Yeah, well, yeah, Maitland, this is
like
before
an inconquerable
you.
Gulf, by the way, sometimes.
It's just like a big inspirational piece, and I think it's going to start a movement. And I honestly think that we need to get Nutter Butters now, so.
It makes me think of when other brands rebranded and did edgier stuff and weirder stuff. Like, y'all remember the commercial, you lent liquor, the Orbitz gum?
Yes. Whatever?
Yeah, Orbitz was, yeah, did a lot about
the cutie queen.
Stuff.
Yeah, you lent liquor.
Yes.
And before that, I think Orbitz commercials were just normal, like, gum commercials. But then they started coming out with those edgier, stupid things that everyone remembered.
Sticks out.
Yeah. I don't buy Orbitz.
Has anyone tried that and completely failed? Where everybody's like, no, nobody wants you to try to be cool. Search.
I'm sure it has.
Yeah.
Well, I would say the Sponge Monkeys from the Quiznos commercials. Remember those weird little dancing hamster things?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that sold a whole lot of sandwiches.
I'm basing that on the fact that there's been a lot of Quiznos toasters for sale on Marketplace. that probably didn't work out.
Yeah, I liked Quiznos, but.
Oh, yeah. Hot Wings did a hard check-in the other day.
Yeah,
toasted
man.
Toasted subs.
You got to give me toasted subs, man.
Cold subs. I mean,
so much better.
They've been doing this Nutter Butter thing for the last year. It's like been a whole year, and it's just now paying off, which is like kind of crazy that an ad agency actually let them do it that long.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it, you know, there probably weren't a lot of people looking for Nutter Butter TikTok. So,
no.
Hey, I guess that, you know, that's one of those things that's going to take a little time for people to find. I would not have guessed in a million years that Nutter Butter would even have a TikTok. I mean, it's like, oh, hey, how about these incredibly dry old person cookies, these Nutter Butter? What do we do with these?
I think they are dramatically overrated.
Yeah, I think they're not that great. When you said Nutter Butters earlier, who likes those? And I went, oh, me? I thought you meant Nutty Buddies, which are those sandwich wafer cookies. Yeah. I like those. Those are also dry and stupid.
They're dry. Yeah.
But I like those. But Nutter Butters, oh, no. If I'm going to choose a sandwich cookie, it's Oreo all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, Oreo for sure, but I'm not going to turn down a Nutter Butter. I love them.
I mean, if I'm hungry,
would you rather,
eat it,
would you rather have a Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookie, either soft or traditional, or a Nutter Butter?
I'm going Nutter Butter.
What?
Mm. Yeah, I like chocolate chip cookies fresh baked. I don't like the little ones that come prepackaged like that. They don't ever taste the same.
Well, yeah, I like peanut butter cookies better than Nutter Butters that are homemade too, but that's apples
and
oranges.
I'll go for a Nutter Butter because it's so crunchy and creamy and at the same time. Crunchy on the outside, creamy on the inside.
Dry. Yeah, I don't
like
crunchy. Didn't
you try something? Was it something this morning? When was it? You tried something and everybody else. Yeah, it was today. Tommy, what were those things you had? Skittles?
My gummy Skittles?
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody, it tastes
everybody
like a
else
pool?
That tried one, everybody was like, oh, these are good. And then Kelly goes, it tastes like a pool. And Maitland spit hers out. She thought her mouth was going to catch on fire.
It tasted very chlorine like. I don't know why. I reminisced on my times in a public pool with that Skittle in my mouth.
I love Kelly taste tests because it's never going to taste like a food. it's going to taste like an emotion and a memory.
That's true.
This tastes like a sad couch.
This tastes like the time I skinned my knee.
This tastes like October.
Have you ever gone to like a dental specialist and had an enzyme check or something? Like I think you produce different tastes than the rest of us.
Look, I told you guys before, I'm a super taster, okay? I've been told that my taste buds are super taste buds.
They're like little mountains.
I would believe that. Because you seem to get a lot more out of things than
sometimes,
the rest of us with the same foods.
Remember, sometimes y'all are like, no, that doesn't have raisins. And I'm like, this tastes like raisins.
You can't keep going back to the one incident where you got something right with your outrageous claim and then ignore all the other times when, like today, it didn't have pool water in it.
Okay, but that is.
I guess we don't know for sure.
That's true.
That is one of those cancer candies, right, though? Isn't Skittles one of like.
I think
cancer candy.
Probably.
Anything that's pure sugar is possibly a road down to cancer.
I don't think they're in the cancer category.
I don't know. I just heard snacks have cancer in them, so I stopped eating snacks.
Oh. I'm going to be
cereal.
So messed up.
I know.
Oh my god. Yeah, we just said that your insides look like an old Pringles can that someone stored motor oil in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No,
what have you had to eat today, Tommy?
Oh, just these.
Okay.
What did I have for dinner yesterday? Great question. What did I have? I had Panda Express, and then I also had more weird candy. Oh, Sour Patch Kids have peach now.
I think.
Oh, they do. Yum. Oh, why they add peach?
I think your next entry at freebeerandhotwings.com should be a food diary of everything you eat for a week.
Yeah, oh, like the Taco Bell I had for dinner as well? Yeah.
But yeah, at least every candy, all that stuff.
Wait, so you had Taco Bell and Panda Express last night?
It was a...
You had a bang bang?
I'm sorry, a what?
A bang bang, where you eat two meals back to back.
Oh, I banged real hard last night, you guys.
Double bang?
No, not banged. You had a bang bang. Did you eat Taco Bell and then have Panda Express?
Yeah.
That's a bang bang.
I was banging. Bang,
no,
bang, bang,
not
bang,
a bang. You weren't banging.
Oh.
Did you also go banging?
No. I just bang-banged.
Was there a song that was banging?
There was a song that was banging. I got an Air Supply vinyl yesterday, too. That's
you got an Air Supply vinyl?
That is the least skibbity thing I've ever heard.
I feel like Tommy could really kill us all in fat poker.
I bet he could.
Currently,
he's such a sleeper, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, you know what fat poker is?
No, I don't.
It's just simply listing all of the fat things you ate in a short period of time.
Oh.
To show that you had the devastating hand of fat poker.
I would probably win that. Yeah, full royal flush.
Right now, I mean, you had Taco Bell, Panda Express.
Yep, which was delicious.
Gummy worms. Do you have any circus peanuts?
No, but that would have really brought it home, though.
You didn't have a salad?
Gross.
I actually was thinking about the yesterday. I'm like, when's the last time I had like an actually healthy meal? Can't tell you. This week?
You ever eat, like, because you live with your mom and dad.
Yeah.
And you have, how many other siblings are still home, too?
Two, yeah.
Okay. Are there family meals?
Oh, yeah. They made goulash yesterday. I just was a cretin and went and ate the worst things possible.
Because your family seems like they make real food.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
And you just don't take advantage of it?
I do. Just then I'm like, I could go get some more gummy Skittles.
I think they need to start charging you rent.
Yeah. I mean, I think I see why you still have to live at home, though, with the amount that you eat out.
I think we need to start putting a squash on your food purchasing habits, you know, so you can have some teeth when you're 30.
Well, that's the best part about the gummy things is I don't need teeth. I can just gum on them.
It's true. They last longer when you do that.
They do. You get it. You want some?
I love gummy candies. I do, but I have to have less now.